This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. International Working Women's Day marked today, recalling the occasion for unity, struggle and liberation of women. Home Ministry urges people not to make crowd, hurl Lola and smear colours in Holi festival. Police arrest Baburam Shrestha on charge of swindling 25 million rupees from foreign employment seekers. And Italy places up to 16 million people under quarantine following coronavirus outbreak. Now the news in detail. The Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital has informed that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health is gradually improving. Issuing a press release today, the hospital also informed that balanced food has started to be given to PM Oli and the PM is helped for regular walking. The Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital Executive Director Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Khadgaya informed that health indicators of the Prime Minister Oli are also normal. Likewise, the hospital informed that the health of the kidney donor Samiksha Sangrawala, who is Prime Minister's niece, is gradually improving as well. The 110th International Women's Day has been marked today, although the government had called off all formal programs of the International Women's Day, citing coronavirus fear. The day has been marked as a day of women liberation, unity and struggle. The theme of the International Women's Day 2020 is I Am Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. The theme is aligned with UN Women's new multi-generation campaign Generation Equality, which marks the 25th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, the most progressive roadmap for the empowerment of women and girls elsewhere, everywhere. The Home Ministry has urged people not to make crowd, hurl Lola and smear colour in Holi festival. Issuing a statement today, the Home Ministry urged the people to remain alert in view of possible outbreak of coronavirus in Nepal. Likewise, the ministry also called on people not to run after rumour about shortage of daily consuming foods and other materials. The ministry urged people to inform the concerned bodies if any they found to face black marketing and artificial shortage of daily essentials. The Home Ministry also requested the people not to store daily essentials. It has also appealed the mass media to disseminate truthful information and news and play a positive role to avoid fear about coronavirus. The police have arrested a person who has been accused of swindling 25 million rupees from various persons, promising to send them Malta and Kuwait. The police made 38-year-old Baburam Shrestha public in Kathmandu today, as he has been accused of hoodwinking people and collecting 25 million rupees, promising them of sending Kuwait and Malta. The police arrested Shrestha from Nepal Guns. Metropolitan Police Circle spokesperson Hubindra Bugatti said accused Shrestha had taken 600,000 rupees from each of 26 people, promising them of sending Malta that would give them 1,200 euro salary per month, and took 300,000 rupees from 34 people each, promising them of sending Kuwait that would give them 2,200 Kuwait dinar per month salary. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Sasanka Koirala has urged, please listen it again. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has urged all the democratic forces to come together for defending democracy and federalism in the country. Addressing a program organized by GP Koirala Foundation Province to Committee in Janakpur today, leader Dr. Koirala stressed on the need of unity among democratic forces. Meantime, he also blamed the incumbent government of making the democratic values and federalism weak. On the occasion, Nepali Congress leaders Sudhartha Koirala, Ramkrishna Yadav and Senior Vice Chair of Rashtriya Janata Party Brijesh Chandra Lal also stressed on the unity among democratic forces to defend democratic system and norms. The Nepal Electricity Authority is preparing to produce electricity from the country's largest solar plant system based in Nuwakot district in the next 2 months. The construction of the 25 megawatt solar plant has neared the completion and the Nepal Electricity Authority plans to produce energy within mid-May as per the energy mix concept. The Melamse Drinking Water Project has no threat of novel coronavirus. The National Pride Project is near completion as little construction is left now. The Chinese Sino Hydro Project is undertaking the project, but it is not affected by coronavirus threat. According to Senior Division Engineer Komal Rajshrestha, the construction work is smoothly going on. He added that the work was expedited to meet the target of supplying drinking water in Kathmandu Valley by upcoming July. About 50% workers are Chinese, but they are regularly working in the field. The brave work of Nepal Army's peacekeeping mission in defusing explosives in Mali conflict-hit African country has been hailed across the globe. A peacekeeping mission of 140 Army personnel led by Lieutenant Colonel Dinesh Bania is actively working in Mali. The mission is focused on defusing the explosives. Force Commander of Peace Mission in Mali, Dennis Gilenspur, decorated Nepali peace mission with the UN medal, lauding its contribution to bring significant improvement in Mali's peace and security situation. Similarly, Sector Commander Bobert Boudouin observed that he was feeling proud of getting opportunity to work together with disciplined, professional and bold Nepal Army. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. The Bagmati state government has planned Rs. 3 billion budget for the tourism promotion with infrastructure development in the current fiscal year. The budget managed by the Ministry of Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment will be spent to construct necessary infrastructures and publicity campaign. Planning officer at the ministry, Hem Pathak, informed that the state government has intensified the process to build physical infrastructures by determining the tourist destinations in all districts except in the Kathmandu Valley. The ministry is also planning to launch separate programs for Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur districts. The district administration office and stakeholders, including political parties, has decided to launch public awareness campaign against coronavirus in Baglong. The full meeting of the Nepal Communist Party and Nepali Congress Working Committee meeting decided to begin the public awareness for coronavirus preparedness. The Nepal Communist Party plans to initiate the campaign from March 14th. District Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party, Indralal Sapkota, informed that the public awareness campaign will provide actual information about the coronavirus to the people. Similarly, Nepali Congress chairperson in the district, Dipendra Bahadur Thapa, said time has come to launch massive awareness drive for the party cadres and people. You are listening to 8 p.m. English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. Italy has placed up to 16 million people under quarantine as it battles to contain the spread of coronavirus. Authorities said anyone living in Lombardy and 14 other central and northern provinces will need special permission to travel. Milan and Venice are both affected. Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte also announced the close up schools, gyms, museums, nightclubs and other venues across the whole country. The death toll from the coronavirus in Italy has passed 230, with officials reporting more than 36 deaths in 24 hours. The number of confirmed cases had jumped to 5,883. Likewise, Iran has reported 49 new cases of coronavirus fatalities over the past 24 hours, bringing its death toll to 194 people. Meantime, at least 19 people have now died in the United States from the coronavirus as the virus spread to 30 states, with the latest of the hundreds of confirmed cases nationwide. New York has become the latest U.S. state to declare an emergency as the number of those infected by the virus rose to 89. Meanwhile, in Guangzhou of China, 10 people have died and 23 remain trapped under the rubble of a collapsed hotel building that was used to quarantine people under observation for the coronavirus. Of the 71 people who were initially trapped, authorities have rescued 48, of whom 38 were sent to hospitals. A fire has ripped through a refugee shelter on the Greek island of Lesbos as tensions over a surge in migration from Turkey continues to rise. Flames engulfed on the one happy family center near the island's capital, Mytilene. It is not clear how the fire started. No casualties have been reported yet. In recent days, there have been hostility towards migrants on Lesbos after an increase in arrivals from Turkey. Now, a sports update. Australia has clinched the title of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2020. In the final match held at the Melbourne Cricket Stadium today, Australia defeated India by 85 runs. In the given 20 overs, Australia posted a total of 184 runs as the batted winning the toss. In reply, Team India could make only 99 runs in 19.1 overs, losing all 10 wickets. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Working Women's Day marked today, recalling the occasion for unity, struggle and liberation of women. Home Ministry urges people not to make crowd, haul Lola and smear colours in Holi festival. Police arrest Babaram Srestha on charge of swindling 25 million rupees from foreign employment seekers. And Italy places up to 16 million people under quarantine following coronavirus outbreak. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be partly cloudy in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 250 degree, 15 knots, minus 3 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 290 degree, 30 knots, minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 280 degree, 55 knots, minus 30 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters at 270 degree, 90 knots, minus 44 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 240 degree, 20 knots, minus 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 290 degree, 35 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degree, 60 knots, minus 29 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 90 knots, minus 43 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 240 degree, 20 knots, minus 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 290 degree, 35 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 280 degree, 60 knots, minus 29 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 95 knots, minus 43 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.